It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Hundreds of thousands of foreigners used to work in Libya. Some came from nearby Egypt and others from as far away as North Korea. A thinly populated, oil-rich nation hired many of them for manual labor or menial jobs.
Many workers fled during the rebellion of the past 6 months, but some remain, and humanitarian groups say those from sub-Saharan Africa are especially vulnerable now. Many Libyan rebels accuse these dark-skinned Africans as serving as mercenaries for Muammar Gaddafi. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Tripoli.
A dozen black men are cowering in the back of a guard post on a military base in the south of Tripoli. The base used to be home to Muammar Gaddafi's feared 32 Brigade, headed by Gaddafi's son Hamis, until it was torn apart by NATO bombing and overrun by the rebels. The rebels say these foreign men are Gaddafi mercenaries. The men claim they're construction workers.
No, I'm not fighting for anybody. Please, I'm not fighting. Yeah, I'm working in this Libya since 2 years and 5 months.
37-year-old Godspower Wilfred is from Nigeria. He says he and the others have been hiding during the recent fighting, and they just now came out into the streets to look for food. Wilfred says he's terrified the rebels are going to execute him.
I beg. I'm innocent. I don't know anything. I beg.
Rebels in front of the shattered remains of the military base are shooting their guns in the air and honking their horns in celebration. The ground is covered in shattered glass and bullet casings.
Okay, so the rebels have just told these guys that they're free to leave. However, they're still a bit hesitant to go out the door because they're nervous about what might happen as soon as they get out the gate.
Just as the men start to walk across the road, another rebel, Mohammed Taraf, orders them back into the base.
What's going to happen with
these
guys?
People will kill it all, you know? They will go to Carter, I think so.
A half hour later, they're released again. This time, they manage to walk about a mile to where a couple of hundred other foreigners, all from sub-Saharan Africa, are staying inside a large, dusty lot. They say the owner has let them camp here. There's one group of Somalis who have been traveling across the desert to try to get to Europe. There are numerous Nigerian construction workers and about two dozen women. A 24-year-old Ghanaian in a tattered British soccer jersey says he wants to go back home, but he can't even leave the lot. Then a rebel soldier with an AK-47, who won't give his name, arrives and orders all of the Africans out of the compound.
Okay, go.
Samsi John, a bricklayer from Nigeria, says they have nowhere else to go, and he hopes the United Nations or some international group will come and rescue him.
They are going to kill us. There is no life here, really. We're scared to stay here. Maybe God bless us, really. I don't know what's going here.
The black Africans frantically pack clothes and blankets into small backpacks and then file out into the dusty street. The group lingers outside the gate until the rebel waves them away with his rifle.
Okay, go, please, go.
But they don't go far. A day later, when Othman Balbaisi from the IOM, the International Organization for Migration, arrives, most of them are back inside the lot.
If you are willing to go back home, because we have a boat leaving, so for sure we can help with that.
Hundreds of thousands of migrant workers have fled Libya since the uprising against Gaddafi began in February. 24-year-old Dante Lazoba from Nigeria says he'll join them if the IOM can get him safely to the port.
I'll go. I'm going to my country. I'm tired of it. I don't want to die here.
Okay, so
in the morning.
Those who want to leave, back home, bring their passports, and stand in a line.
Belbaisi estimates there are close to 400 migrants just on this plot. Not all of them want to leave. Some say they hope to be able to work here again once things settle down. Belbaisi says tensions remain high in the Libyan capital, and he estimates there are probably still thousands of other migrants hiding across the city. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tripoli.